Now, I want to welcome our next guest on the line, and it is Specialist Grief Counsellor Claire Williams. Claire, you're very welcome to the show.
Hello, thank you for having me.
Thank you for having me.
So, Claire, you specialise in grief counselling, and you founded a client-to-therapist matching website called therapyfinders.co.uk.
That's right.
Can you tell us a little bit just about your background, first of all?
As you say, I'm a grief counsellor. I have worked for nearly 10 years with seeing clients for grief and bereavement and loss, and then set up Therapy Finders about 4 years ago.
And what attracted you, if that's the right word, into the area of specialist grief?
It's something that I started working in when I was training, and it was something that I really connected with. And I know that sounds strange because it's working with a lot of people who are, you know, quite sad, and it's quite a serious topic. But I felt that I had a real connection with these people, and to help people through this journey, this grieving process, was really helpful to me as well as them. And it's to help people when in a time when they are at their most, sometimes their saddest, or you know, when they've really suffered a deep loss, it's good work.
And quite a lot of the time, grief, it isn't necessarily to do with the death of a loved one. It could be somebody moving away. It could be the loss of a friendship for whatever reason. There could be lots of reasons why people are grieving. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Yeah, sure. Like you say, the main area that we associate with grief is obviously the death of a loved one. But yes, we can experience grief through any kind of loss. So, like you say, the loss of a friendship, or the loss of a job that we loved, when a pet dies, or even sometimes when we feel that we've lost our identity for whatever reason. Anytime we experience loss, we can experience grief.
So is there a time limit on experiencing grief?
Absolutely not. We actually carried out a study at Therapy Finders and found that 30% of UK adults actually believe that grief should last no longer than 1 to 6 months. The thing with this is grief is such a very personal experience, and no two people will ever experience it in exactly the same way. They might have the same feelings, but their experience could be very different. So therefore, it's impossible to put a time limit on it and say you should be over it by now. I really hate that that phrase that people use, because there really is no should when it comes to grief. I mean, I worked with a lady once whose twin sister died at a young age, and the emotion that she was expecting to feel was obviously sadness, because that's the most common one. But actually what she felt was this deep anger, and it took her by surprise, and she didn't understand where these emotions were coming from. So it took us a long time and a lot of work to understand that emotion, and then for her to process it, and then process her grief as well. And that took a lot longer than 6 months.
People, as you said, they vary in their response to grief and dealing with it. How do you know when somebody is not dealing with it?
Okay, this is really important, because people do find it very difficult to talk about grief. So if you've noticed that maybe somebody is unable to do the day-to-day things, such as leaving the house or getting out of bed, having a shower, or you've noticed that someone is withdrawing from friends and family or social situations, and they're not able to focus on anything other than the grief, then these are all signs that somebody isn't coping and they need help.
And if we're experiencing grief ourselves, what can we do? And same, we're not coping. Like in Ireland, it's said about that we do funerals really well. You know, that they usually within 3 days of the death and the funeral, there's a removal. All the neighbours are involved. There's an awful lot of people interacting with you, passing on the sympathy. That we do the funerals as well. But then maybe afterwards, it isn't as, you know, I suppose, it doesn't continue. Say people stop consoling you.
I think that's true. I think, you know, there's this expectation once the funeral is over to just, you know, okay, that's it. That's it done. We need to move on. But that very often isn't the case. As as grief can take a lot longer. So what I would say is to first and foremost, try and talk to somebody, a close friend or a family member, if you can. I know this is difficult for some people and people feel that they may not want to or can't or don't have somebody they can talk to. But if you do, try and reach out and just let somebody know that you're struggling and you're not coping. If you don't have somebody close to you that you can talk to, then I would always recommend talking to a trained grief therapist, because they will give you a safe space, a non-judgmental safe space where you can talk about whatever it is you're experiencing, any emotions that you're experiencing, because it's not always the obvious feelings that we have, such as sadness and feeling depressed. Sometimes we can feel, as I said earlier, anger, but also some people do experience this feeling of relief almost, and sometimes joy. It's very dependent on, you know, what has caused the grief in the first place. And it's really important to just to say that whatever emotion it is you are experiencing, it's okay, and it's normal, and it's not wrong. And a grief therapist will give you a space so that you are able to explore any of your emotions that you're going through. And often your emotions can change. It's also possible to not feel anything. You know, some people came to me and saying, I don't understand why I don't feel anything. Is there something wrong with me? And there absolutely isn't, you know. So this feeling of numbness is also very, 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 very normal. So whatever it is, whatever you're feeling, just try and talk about it.
And are there, apart from talking to people, to the trained grief therapist or reaching out to family and friends, are there exercises that somebody can do themselves for managing the grief?
Yes. So one of the things that I found that helps people quite a lot is journaling. Often when we're experiencing grief, we have a whole range of emotions, and sometimes they can get very overwhelming, especially if we don't understand why we're feeling the way we are. So getting your thoughts and feelings out onto a piece of paper can be really helpful in organizing your thoughts and organizing how you're feeling, and try and seeing it on the paper sometimes helps you understand it a bit more. You don't have to, you know, write these long, beautiful sentences or it's a lot of descriptive work. What you can do is literally dump onto paper what the words that come to you as they come to you. And it's often very helpful to see it on the paper. And then it can often, lead on to other things, and you can understand what you're feeling a bit more. And sometimes it reveals things that you didn't even know you were feeling. So journaling is really, really helpful. The other thing that I think...
Yeah, sorry, carry on.
The other thing that I feel that people don't do enough of is just to cry. You know, it's or scream, whatever you want to do, whatever works for you. But that release of emotion, getting it out of you, can be really cathartic. And unfortunately, you know, some people see crying as a sign of weakness, but it really isn't. It's really helpful. And it's your body's way of just connecting with that emotion. So don't be afraid to cry.
I was going to ask about the journaling after. When you've journaled, when do you get rid of what you've written? Do you hang on to those journals forever, or do you get rid of them symbolically, burning them in the fire, say 5 minutes after you finish writing?
I mean, it's what works for you and what you want to do, but I would say there's no need to get rid of it. If you wanted to keep them forever, that's absolutely fine. If you want to burn it, if that's what works for you, that's absolutely fine as well. Some people find comfort once they've, if they feel that they've gone through their grieving process. Some people do find it helpful to look back on those journals and see how they were feeling and see, you know, how they have progressed through their grief. And so it can be helpful to hang on to them and reread them over time. It really is very personal and what works for you.
Are there other exercises people can do apart from that talking to people, journaling, releasing your emotions to crying or screaming? Anything else?
Yes, sure. So we've spoken a lot about grief in terms of the death of a loved one. But obviously, you can grieve through other things as well, like we said. So if you're experiencing grief through the loss of a job, for example, or your identity, it might be helpful to try reflecting on all your positive attributes, you know, what you do well. And then that will try and help you focus on the future and to try and find a path through what you're experiencing. So reflecting on your positive attributes could be a good way to try and focus you. Also, I think it's important to remember people with happiness. Some people feel sort of ashamed that if they start laughing about memories or, you know, recalling fond memories and having and having laughter when they should be in this grieving period. But there's absolutely no shame in remembering people and remembering the happy times, and it can be quite helpful.
In the past, people used Don Black for up to a year and then maybe half black for after that or something like that. Do you think that it's a good thing or a bad thing that that has stopped?
I don't know if it's good or bad. You know, it's just obviously what you feel comfortable doing. I think with grief, I think there's no one should feel that they should do it in a certain way or act in a certain way. And you should always just allow yourself that time in whatever way it is, you know, to experience it however you are experiencing it. There is no right or wrong with anything, particularly grief. But any kind of mental health, there is no right or wrong way. It is just how you're feeling and how you're experiencing it. So it's really important to be kind to yourself and just allow yourself to grieve in exactly the way that you want to grieve.
There, just before you go, could you tell us a little bit about what the reaction has been to Therapy Finders, your business that you set up 4 years ago?
Well, I started setting it up 4 years ago, but we've just launched it. It's taken that time to get it all together. So we've just launched it in February this year, and it's had a great take up so far. We have lots of fabulous therapists on our database who are to help people. And it's really been designed to take the pain out of finding that right therapist, because we really believe that the most important aspect of a successful journey through therapy is to find that connection, that right connection with the right therapist. And so at Therapy Finders, we've tried to help people do that. You know, often when you're coming into therapy or you want to find help, you don't know who's the right person, or it could be quite daunting a task. So by answering a few simple questions on our website, we match you with the right person for your needs, for what you're going through.
Claire, thank you very much for joining us on Thursdays at Loan Today show. Delighted to see that you're doing well after only having launched in February. 4 years is a long time to get a business up and running, so well, very well done. And again, thanks for joining us on Thursdays at Loan Today show.
My pleasure. Thank you for having me.